taken on just under 40 suppliers, which is exactly the number that we expected to retain. So that's as per our expectations.
On a permanent basis?
All our suppliers we consider as long-term supply partners. So the word permanent always applies when we're talking to the relationships with our suppliers, yeah.
And what has the takeover of that extra milk supply, what has it meant for your business?
Well, it's a significant amount of milk. It's increased our farm pickup by about 25%. It's sort of a new capacity level that we needed to test over the spring flush, which we're just on the downside of, and that all went successfully. So we're delighted with the new milk flow, and we've been able to modify our product range and increase our capacity to absorb that milk preceding the October flush.
We've seen and we've been chatting about this increased demand for infant milk formula, which, you know, you produce products that go into that. Is that part of the extra markets that this supply is going into?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We diversified it into nutritional milk powders 18 months ago, and the milk solids that we collect will end up in this in those products. But we've got a broad suite of products that we do sell.
And what's going to happen with the depot at Poowong? I understand that at the moment there's nothing happening there.
Yeah, that was very much a wait and see as well. You know, we took on 25% more milk. We had a new daily peak in October, which we wanted to make sure we could manage seamlessly. We expected the Poowong depot to be perhaps used for perhaps part of that month or all of that month. I think it was used a couple of times. So it's very much a valued asset. We're now considering the best way to use it as part of our manufacturing network going forward.
What are those options that you're looking at?
At the moment, it's a raw milk depot, Laura. It's fairly simple. It can't pasteurise milk. It hasn't got boiler capacity to pasteurise. So to turn it into a processing site would require considerable capex. We do milk trading, so we on-sell milk to domestic customers where they may need raw milk separated. So it could be done there. There's a number of other options.
There's a strategic review of your company underway and speculation it's for sale. We've been talking about increasing the amount of milk you pick up by 25% this year. Do you want to grow that supply further?
We're all about growing our markets, Laura. Supply follows, but it's all about adding value to milk and finding markets that are sustainable and we can get a superior price for. So, yes, we aspire to growing the company. Does that require lots of milk? Maybe, maybe not. I've said on a number of times, I've pointed this out to our supply partners, that nutritional milk powder, in fact, doesn't take much milk at all. So as we swing across, or if we swing further across to nutritional milk powder, in fact, our overall volume for demand for milk won't increase significantly. So it's really a balancing act. So I'm not able to give a definitive answer to that question.
And just one last question on milk price. What's your forecast for the rest of the season?
Oh, that's a $64,000 question. You know, we have seen a recovery in commodity prices from the depths of despair, I'll say, that they hit some 10-year lows in late July. So that was 60% off their sort of March 2015 prices. They dropped down in July. It's bounced back somewhat, about 40%. Which is good. I think it's probably found a new balancing point. The last two fortnightly auctions, we've seen a little bit of softness in the market. There's a fair bit of milk in Europe, and we're seeing increased competition from Europe. And by the same token, we've got a currency that is getting more export friendly. It seems to be finding resistance at 71 cents or so. All the banks are saying it's going to go down to 65 on. I'm not so sure about that. So it's those classic levers of currency versus commodity prices and then you've got the superior returns from your domestic market. So that cocktail is yet to give a clear guidance on pricing. I think it will be a strong, fair price. I know it won't be a shoot the lights out price, but I think it'll be a strong, fair price.